Hello.
Can you hear me, doctor? Yes,
Hello,
I can.
everybody. Hello, everybody.
Okay. Carla, hello.
Hey, Carla.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we
I can,
can. Yes. Carla, can you hear
hello?
me? Hello, can you hear me, Carla? I don't
Can
know.
you hear us, Carla? Let me just maybe she can see the chat. Oh, she's calling. Hey, we can hear you. You just can't hear us, I think.
Yeah, okay, so that's on. Should I just go back on then? Because I didn't know if it was my end that wasn't being.
We can hear you.
Okay.
So it must be something on your end. Maybe your speak are your speakers turned up?
Yeah, all the way. That's what I thought it was too.
Gotcha.
How about, is she unmuted?
She is unmuted because
Yeah.
we can hear her.
But I
Okay.
can't hear you guys.
Right. You can stay on the phone here if you want and do it that
Yeah,
way.
that's fine.
Okay.
Congratulations, doctor. We have our man temporarily.
Yes. Yeah.
We're
Worked
very
out nice.
fortunate. I
Yeah, worked.
read his resume. Quite
Yes.
extensive.
Yes. Yep. Just waiting to see if Melissa can get on.
Okay.
Thanks for doing Zoom. I'm over at Irving now. Their concert starts at 6 o'clock also, the winter concert. So I wanted to be able to be here at Irving to go get to the inside the concert right after we're done.
Nice.
So. And then we have McCheer night happening over at McDonald's. So,
Which one? Ansonia, the division?
yep, the one on Division, yeah.
Yeah, I was confused there whether it was in person or
Yeah.
Zoom.
It was initially in person, and then the concert and this conflict, they were both starting at the same time. I said, well, if we do it by Zoom and I'm at Irving, I won't miss as much of the concert.
This even works out better for
Good.
myself.
And it's a quick agenda here. It's just the one item.
Yeah, no, I see. I got it.
Yeah.
Tina sent me well, it's hooked onto the whole Zoom link and whatnot, the agenda.
Yep. All right. I think we have
Melissa's
everyone,
on.
Carla.
I'm here.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey,
Hi.
Melissa.
Hi.
Hello.
Ready to begin? I'm new to
Yes.
this, so
It's all right.
be easy
Just
on me.
you can just
So just read off
take,
the thing.
yeah, just call to order and then
All right. I would like to call to order tonight's meeting, Plans and Facilities, Thursday, January 22nd,
right.
2026, 6 p.m.
Perfect. And we'll just stand for the pledge.
Okay.
Pledge
Pledge
allegiance
allegiance to the
to the
flag.
flag
To the flag.
United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, under God, indivisible, with
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Oh. We finished together.
And just now you can take roll call next, Carla.
Okay,
You
so
can just,
Dan Foley,
yep,
Dan Foley,
present.
Melissa Mongillo,
Here. Carla Malerba is present. I apologize. I think, is Holly on this one?
No. No.
Okay, it doesn't say the names. I'm sorry. Doc, I'm sorry. I don't have the names on the roll call.
That's okay. You named all the board members. Also in attendance is Robbie Traynor.
And Mr. Hoffman, correct?
Yep, Jim Hoffman and myself.
Jim. All right, public portion. Anyone wish to speak this evening? Anyone in the public like to speak this evening? And lastly, anyone from the public like to speak this evening? Okay, prior to the commencement of any public, Yeah. Did I read that one?
Now it's just approval of the minutes.
All right, approval of minutes.
Carlo, you want me to read the motion?
Yes, if you don't mind. Thank you,
okay.
Dan.
The Plants and Facilities Committee approves the minutes from October 23rd, 2025 meeting.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, moving forward with capital planning review.
I think we need a vote on it.
On the capital plan?
On the minutes.
Yes, and we'll just explain it. If you want to at least get a first and a second on it, approval to recommend the capital planning, the capital plan to the full board for consideration as the motion, and then okay. We get a second, and then we can discuss it.
Okay. May I have a motion? Would anyone like to motion for a capital planning review to be brought to the full board?
I would make a motion to approve that the capital plan move to the full board.
And I shall second that motion.
And now discussion. So this is the plan we've referenced the other night. We provided this to the city back in November when they held a capital planning committee meeting. This plan hasn't changed since the last time we shared with the board, other than we were also asked to just prioritize projects. Should capital planning have any additional funding for the current year that we're in? So we went through the projects and have prioritized the ones that you see in red, beginning with the PTAC units for the high school, followed by Bradley for the art and music areas, and then the rooftop for the cafe, DHS sound system in the gym. And then we only anticipated there probably to be somewhere in the range of $200,000 maybe available. So then we added, if there's any additional funding, the badge system, the current badge system to get in and out, and then window film for windows in the front of the schools that have been replaced recently. The 358 went out is the chiller that went out to referendum. So that'll be taken care of through the bond fund money, as well as a new program we think will be eligible for reimbursement for up to 77.6% through DAS. The application for that isn't open yet. We're waiting for information on it. Any questions? And Jim is here as well. If you have any questions for Jim on it, specifically to the projects. And I think we just, maybe not. Let me just see if we want
Jim, to. I have one question. When do we open up the bids, Jim?
February 20th for the chiller. And I believe Dina was going to send out an invite to try to do it right after that for the next month's facilities meeting.
How many bids do we have for it?
As of right now, with the public bid, we haven't received any yet. But we did just do the walkthrough, and the bids are due by February 20th. We wanted to give them 30 days.
Okay.
And from there, the bids will most likely be turned over because it's a city project. So the bids will most likely be turned over to the city project building committee, and then they'll select the vendor, and then schedule a start date because this is a city funded project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I've got to put you on pause here for a second. Sure. Ken is calling.
He's calling me too.
He might be at the middle school. So I know they were putting a notice on the door. I thought Dina talked to him earlier, but if you give me a minute, I will call him back here.
Okay.
Open the door. I just went up. It's not in the room. What the hell? It's not me. Open door. It says open door.
Who?
Kenny. Open door.
I'm going to call him and tell him we're on Zoom.
I told him.
Or Doc's calling him.
Yeah, I just told him. He's heading back home now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he was texting to say open door. That's... I went upstairs to see if he was here.
My wife said to say hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don't. Right I wouldn't let Ken in. Don't open the door for Ken.
He's here at the house.
She was upset that I wasn't going to a meeting. Got me out of the house.
Sorry. All righty. And that's all we had for the agenda. It's just that, so we can get that over to the city. They had planned on meeting. Capital planning was scheduled for Monday. That's why we scheduled this for today. In speaking with the mayor yesterday, Dan, you were there. They most likely will be canceling that meeting and rescheduling it at some point. But at least we have this plan approved. It'll go to the full board on Tuesday. And then to capital planning whenever they reschedule.
Sounds good.
Doesn't look very well for Monday.
No.
No. I think I'll tell my grandson to sleep in.
Doc, do you think you'll make the call early?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one of our colleagues, because we were just in a text string today, and somebody said, "When do you want to make the call for Monday?" And he responded back, "Right now."
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah,
it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be significant enough, and the timing's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jim, good luck.
Thank you. We're ready for it. We're ready. Yeah. Guys are
I'm
ready.
Sure that, I'm sure they're excited for it. This is good for them. Yeah.
I might be buying a lot of coffee and hot chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're ready to go.
All good. Do we need a motion to close? Yeah, are we done?
Yeah, Carla, we just need a motion to adjourn. If you want to hold on one sec. Okay, we're back, Carla. Sorry. I had you on
no problem.
When I was talking to Ken. Motions have been made and seconded, and all in favor to go to the full board. So we just have the motion to adjourn.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting? Time is 6:13 p.m.
Yes, motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor.
Yep, we're all in favor.
All righty.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
The text from Dina about that February meeting that Jim requested, I could forward it to you.
Is that for February 2nd?
No, I think it said hold on, let me see. It was just the one about how she confirmed tonight's and then put out a second one saying that Jim wanted to meet and gave a date and whatnot.
Gotcha.
I think Dan was on it, though. He made a smile face. All right. For the 20th, and the it says February 23rd, 6 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. All
right.
Have a good night, everybody.
All righty. Good night.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. Do your concert.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye now.